A possible landscape for Europe's political future may be on view this week as elections for the European Parliament take place. Of major interest or concern is how well the far-right and populist parties perform in the balloting. From London, here is AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The European Parliament elections that start Thursday have never been so hotly anticipated, with many predicting that this year's ballot will mark a coming-of-age moment for the Eurosceptic far-right movement. These parties hope to emulate what President Donald Trump did in the 2016 US election and what Brexit has achieved in the UK referendum to leave the EU. This is to disrupt the powers that be, rail against what they see as an out-of-touch elite, and warn against migrants massing at Europe's borders, ready to rob the continent of its jobs and culture. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is warning Parliament if it votes once more against her European Union withdrawal agreement, it will be voting to stop Brexit itself.
Reject this deal and leaving the EU with a negotiated deal anytime soon will be dead in the water. And what would we do then? Some suggest leaving without a deal. But whatever you think of that outcome, Parliament has been clear it will do all it can to stop it.
May says she'll ask the House of Commons to vote in early June for what she calls a last chance to seal a Brexit arrangement. The governor of the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, says at least six people have been killed and more than 200 injured as supporters of Prabowo Subianto, the former army general who was defeated at the polls, clash with security forces. Protesters only dispersed after police used tear gas. Dozens were arrested. Indonesia's election commission on Tuesday confirmed that President Joko Widodo was re-elected with 55% of the vote. Prabowo Subianto, a four-time presidential candidate who was associated with the traditional political elite, got 44%. This is VOA News. South Africa's justice minister says he intends to extradite the former finance minister of Mozambique, Manuel Chang, to his home country and not to the United States. Washington wanted Chang on charges of bank fraud, money laundering, and bribery. He was detained in South Africa in December of 2018, based on requests from the U.S. Justice Department and Interpol. He is accused of being at the center of a $2 billion bank fraud scheme. Members of the U.S. Congress Tuesday were briefed on the alleged threat posed by Iran. The classified briefings were conducted by U.S. President Donald Trump's national security team. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said Congress was told that attacks against American interests and personnel were imminent. Democrats, for the most part, said the presentation was short on evidence to justify the escalation of tensions. The battle over abortion rights is raging here in the United States. Demonstrations across the country have targeted an array of anti-abortion laws being adopted by conservative states. One of those rallies was outside the U.S. Supreme Court building. Here is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Groups like NARAL Pro-Choice are vowing to fight against laws that block women from getting access to abortions.
These anti-choice forces are coming for women, they're coming for doctors, and they're coming for Roe.
NARAL President Elise Hoag says new restrictions are designed to get the Supreme Court to ultimately overturn Roe versus Wade.
We stand together to call out politicians who talk so much about life, but don't seem to care about the lives of more than half of the population.
Vote them out.
While the activists are vowing to vote out lawmakers who work to restrict abortions this weekend, the vice president dug in.
Without apology for the sanctity of human life.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The United States says there are signs the Bashar al-Assad regime in Syria is once again using chemical weapons. The State Department says it believes Damascus was behind an alleged chlorine gas attack Sunday in northwestern Syria. The department says officials are gathering information, but that if Syria uses chemical weapons, the United States and its allies will respond quickly and appropriately. The collapse of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate in Syria and Iraq apparently is doing little to slow down the terror group's branch in Afghanistan. Newly unclassified intelligence suggests IS Khorasan is growing both in numbers and ambition, now boasting as many as 5,000 fighters, nearly five times as many as estimates from last year, while turning its focus to bigger and more spectacular attacks. More worrisome, according to defense intelligence officials, is that the terror group has been gaining ground both from the Afghan government and the Taliban. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.